This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. A Colorado Springs woman has been sentenced for her role in the January 6th riot. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Jennifer Horvath pled guilty to her charges and will serve 36 months probation. That'll include 90 days of house arrest. Video shows she was part of a group that pushed guards out of the way so rioters could breach the U.S. Capitol. She also defaced a statue of Winston Churchill while inside. Horvath is one of at least a dozen Coloradans who've been charged since the breach, with some getting prison time. Horvath will also pay a $500 fine. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado's Republican Party is picking up the pieces after a tough election. They lost every statewide race and dropped 7 seats in the state legislature, a stunning defeat for a GOP that expected a favorable midterm. Republican Representative Colin Larson was in line to be the next House minority leader for the GOP before unexpectedly losing his reelection bid.
The party is dead. This was an extinction-level event. This was the asteroid that ended the reign of the dinosaur. In this case, it was the Republican Party
in the state. Larson and others in the GOP blame former President Trump for turning Colorado voters away from the party. Colorado will receive over $8 million as part of a nationwide settlement with Google. Attorney General Phil Weiser joined 39 other states in a lawsuit that accused the company of misleading consumers about its location tracking practices. Right now in Denver, it's 29 degrees. This is CPR News.